Let's begin, guys. Begin.
No, we have to do it.
The Friday, you can send it to him.
No.
Thanks a lot. Okay, let's begin, guys. Okay, I wanted to start with a few auras about Hanan, and then we'll continue upon Sifei Vav and Zayin in the letter. The first aura I just wanted to mention is that the Ramban, we mentioned it briefly yesterday, the Ramban says Beferus that Hanan applies to Yavish B'Yavish, which is a big Chiddush. Yoni was asking me this morning, how you gonna get Aish on that? So I mean, you could theoretically put dry things in an oven and get Aish based on that, Yoni, you know, so it is possible. But I want to point out that Ramban, let's get it, we don't paskin like it at all, we said from the Bar HaShulchan, but as we find many Rishonim say Yavish B'Yavish Lach B'Lach, as we're going to see, you don't say Hanan. You only say it with Yavish and Lach. There is this Ramban, as I said, we don't paskin like that, as the Bar HaShulchan point out for the Prima Godin. But that's the first Likud I wanted to mention. So, because Yoni was suggesting if you don't do it Aleish, then you don't have Basar B'Cholof Mina Torah, it'll only be the Rabbanan, and do you say Hanan and Nisud Rabbanan, which we discussed when we did Simon Sadi with Kachal. So you'd have to assume that in the Ramban. That's the first Akut. The second Akut is that Tulsus on Daf Kuf, Amar Aleph, the big Tulsus, which, you know, quote six riots either way, whether you hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim or you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, whether you say Hanan Bishari Surim, I just want to point out that Rabbi Kiveger, as we said yesterday, points out our Tulsus, that Akuf Amar holds Hanan Bishari Surim is an Issa D'Oraisa, because he brings a riot from clay midget. And I just want to point out that Tosa Kuf Chesem at base on the top Toysis holds Beferus and Hanam Shar Asum as the Rabbanim. So you have two Toysim against one another, eight blot away. Third Har I wanted to mention is on Kuf Chesem and Beis. I did want to mention it. On Kuf Chesem and Beis, the Gemara has a Havamin. I don't know if you guys saw it. Hopefully you saw it yesterday. But the Gemara has a Havamin. The Gemara rejects it. But I just wanted to comment on that Havamin. If you saw the Gemara at Kuf Chesem and Beis, the Gemara at the stage when it says Liolim Kasav Rav Efshul Self Dosu Shani Hasam Damar Kolo Tavasha Gedi Bachalei Bimo Gedi Yasur Terev Lochol. Did you guys see that? The Gemara has a Havamin in there. By Basa Bachol the Torah only asks the meat, not the milk. Did you get a chance to see that stage in the Havamin? That's a remarkable Havamin. And the bottom line is that there's a bit of a difficulty, you know, with that line of the Gemara. And, you know, Rashi writes, according to the answer, the Gemara is not suggesting the Torah only asks the meat and not the milk. So Rav would even allow you to drink the milk, even if there was not shishim. That's a bit schwer, because if there's no shishim, isn't there some, you know, meat in there? So out to the meat, lemaisa, it should be aser. Granted, the Torah doesn't ask the milk, but there's some meat in there. So Lamaisa, even if you hold Chaticha, is not Nasis Neveva. You know, some Rishonim are bothered by let the milk that became Aser in the meat shoot out and Aser the milk and let it become Aser Alts, you know, Neveva. Alts Chaticha Nasis Neveva. But I'm saying even more than that, you could ask on Rashi, that Rashi is suggesting you could drink the milk, Lamaisa. Isn't there, Rav suggests you could drink the milk, isn't there a Isser in there, Lamaisa? Isn't there an Isser in there? So I want to just point out that if you look in the Ron who quotes the Ramban, and if you look in the beard to the Maram Shif, if you look in the beard to the Maram Shif, Sif Kot and Chaf, I saw it this morning. If you look in the beard in the bottom Maram Shif and Sif Kot and Chaf, they say an amazing shot. At this point in the Gemara, the Torah is basically saying that Lo Tavash Kadi Bachalei Vimo, it's only Isser vis-a-vis the meat. The milk is actually mutter to drink. Even though any other food that would absorb an Isser, Lamaisa, would be Usser. Obviously based on Tom Kaker, but here there's a Xeris Akasiv, without any reason apparent to us, that the milk in which the meat was cooked is Mutter, even though that milk processes the flavor of the Isser meat. It's amazing Chiddush. It's a Xeris Akasiv at this point in the Gemara. So you wouldn't be bothered by Hanan with the Isser milk coming out of the Usser, and he wouldn't even be Usser if you don't have Shishim. The Torah is mamish mothering it. So Lamai said, that was the, I want you to know that stage, you have to know everything, but at least that stage in the Gemara, Akuf Chesem is a remarkable stage we didn't mention, so I want you to know that's the third Aura. Fourth Aura is that Tosfos, in that big Taisus on Kufam and Aleph, one of the Rayas to Rabbeinu Ephraim is from the story of Yayin Nesach. You have this big vat, this big cistern, big bore, this big pit, and wine fell in it, and also Yayin Nesach. And then water fell in it afterwards. So the first two things that fell in was Yayin, Kasher, and Yayin Nesach. And then you have the water. So the din is, if you put together the water with the Kasher wine, it's Mevatel the what? It's Mevatel the Yayin Nesach. But why don't you say before the water came in, why don't you say Hanan? Why don't you say Hanan that there wasn't enough Kasher Yayin to Mevatel the Yayin Nesach? So you see from there, says Rabbeinu Ephraim, we don't say Hanan and Shari Surim. Because then you would have needed that much more water to Mevatel all the wine. And he says, since we don't need that, must be you don't say Hanan and Shari Surim. So Tais slugs that up and says, what kind of rye is that? There was never enough Yayin Nesach anyway to be nice and tam. It's only a kolshu. And since it was only a mashu, you're not going to say the din Hanan, lamais. You don't say trey mashu lo amrinin, is the Taz's language for Rabbeinu Tam. So it's not a rye in lamais. You don't say Hanan and Shari Surim. You just couldn't do that here because it was a mashu. On a mashu, you don't say Hanan. But what do you see from that whole discussion? What do you see from that all give and take? That you say Hanan by Lach Balach, which is against the Ravid, which is against the Ravid, right? So I want you to point that out. I want you to get that. You don't, the Feirish. Tyson Chulin clearly says, and Dafkut Masvash Akadim, that we say Hanan and Lach Balach, and the Rashbon, the Torah's Abai, is by his Dal Sharaf, Zion of Ace quotes Bashim, the Ravid. You don't say Hanan when it's Lach Balach. Okay? Now, what is the Svara? What is the Svara? Why? What's the Svara Lamaisa? Why in such a case, Halach Lamaisa, we don't say Hanan, Balach, Balach? I want to suggest three Svaras, okay? One Svara the Rav Zatzal gives is that Hanan is a carrier. If you say Hanan Bishari Surim, it means that Hanan Lamais is a carrier, and anything that carries an Isser will shaf an Isser itself. Shaf means it registers. So, obviously, liquid is not a carrier. So, since liquid is not a carrier, Lamaisa, since liquid is not a carrier, so Lamaisa, you can't say Hanan, Balach, Balach. That's one svar. Another svar is that Hanan, Lamaisa, only shafs an Isser on a nevela, which means an achila, food. Something that is, Lamaisa, let's hold on for that. The pashup shot is, let's hold on these three svaras for later, because those three svaras will be later why we don't say Hanan bibalua, okay? But the Ravid has a shita that you don't say Hanan, Balach, Balach, and Lamaisa, the pshat is that the Rav wants to say is that the phrase Chaticha Nasis Nevel is Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nevel. That's the Lashon HaGemara. So it could be, according to the Ravid, it means Chatichas Heter. That the Chatichas Heter is Machzik Nisr, like I said, it's a carrier. Whereas Lach Balach, there is no carrier. It's not mistaber to say that it's machzik in Isser. So let's suffice to say that one svara now, and that's what the Ravi wanted to say. Whereas Taisus holds, you could say Hanan Balach Balach, that the Chaticha has a Tam Isser. That the Chaticha has a Tam Isser, and the whole word is a Tam Isser. And Lach Balach can function and can generate a Tam Isser. So let's go with that, that those are the two svaras that we want to say is the Machlaikis between Taisus and the Ravid, whether you say Hanan and Lach Balach. Now, Lamaisa, break it down a little bit further, Lamaisa. I want to add two svaras within the Ravid. You don't say Hanan Balach Balach. So the Beis Yosef says Das Taran and Hu and Sadi Beis that since Lach Lach is Kol Misarav Mispashet Shove B'Shove, the Issus Nam Uruv Behetar Rishon Bilvad. So Mela never is able to what? It's never able to stay in one place. It all gets mixed in. And the Rash was mashma like that as well. However, the Mordechai in Tufrei Shadi Zion in Chulin gives a different shot. He says like this: the Davke b'chaticha atzma mitam hachshivus hachaticha v'isser nicker umuv dalu nasis tevela. Meaning it's out the chashivus of dover. It's Chanan's telling the chashivus hachaticha. So Zok Rabbi Kiveger, try to see it this afternoon. Sadi beis by us in the shachsiv kot nidalu. What's a nafke meaning? The first svar is that it's all misar of yofa lach balach, so it never gives it a chance to congregate. The second shot is no, it's alta chashivis. And lach balach is no chashivis a chatiche. So nafkemina is a chatiche that was usher and then it got ripped up, it got disintegrated and got liquidated into mashkin. So according to the Mordechai, second svar, you would say chana. Because b'shas pliya there was a chatiche chashuva. So you need shishu kenega the whole thing. Lafi the Rashba, the only yeshish connected to Isser because it's all now nivlo mispasim the shavu memela it's all considered to be what l'inyan tarubishni achashuv kilo Isser adain omed be'en and therefore according to what according to the Rashba halacha l'maisa you would say l'maisa you only need yeshish connected to Isser because it all got mixed up good l'maisa and. You would say what? You would say it's nivlo good. So halacha l'maisa, this would be a good nafkim. So these are two svars within the sheet that says you don't say chanan al lachlas. It's because of the sar of yofe, or is it because there's no chaticha chashuvin? L'may nafkim, it started off chaticha and then it got liquefied. So according to the Mordechai, it was once, so you need chanan on the whole thing. According to Rashba, l'maisa, at the end of the day, it's all nivlo, so memele, you wouldn't say chanan. So everyone got that? So that's Lamaisa, that's Lamaisa, but I want to bring out that whole riot back and forth is totally on whether what Tosfos is assuming you say Chanan Alach Balach in its presentation, Rabbeinu Tam Ben Ephraim, and the riot says no, and we're saying Lamaisa, you need to be a carrier, Alach Balach is not a carrier, but we're breaking down even further. Is it Misar of Yofi Yofi, or is it what? Because of Chatich Achshuv, and Rebbe Kiveh is Nafkimid. Yeah, first Yaakov and then Yoni. Go ahead. Yes.
Oh, I was asking, I guess, I don't
know the answer. You also
wouldn't say Hanan by
Yavish Balach. Why is that?
Because on
Yavish
Balach, it's
Misar Yafi Yafi. No, no, no. With Yavish, it's not Misar Yafi Yafi. Lach Balach means it's real smooth.
No, I'm saying from Yavish into Lach.
Still the same thing. It's, that combination is not Yafi Yafi.
Oh, okay. So then, yeah. Then the second part, though, there's no Chatina Chashuva.
There is one. The Yavish is a Chaticha Chashuvah.
That's not what's getting Aser.
It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference, Lamais. It doesn't make a difference. It is becoming Aser through the thing that went in it. It is becoming Aser. So those fit good, those Svaras. Those fit good. Yeah. Yeah, very good. You, Yoni, what do you say?
I'm just wondering, even according to Mordechai,
yes.
Maybe he only holds that. Like you say Hanan insofar as you currently have a Chaticha Chashuva, meaning can you, would you say that you can, if it gets liquefied subsequently,
it would stick. It would stick. Boshim Shah. That's what Rabbi Kiveger is saying. Right. And that Rabbi Kiveger. You look it up today, Sifkot Yudal. That's what he's saying. I think it's Mestaba like that. Okay. One step further on this. Within the Ravid that says, right, the Shach and Sifkot and Tefav says within the Rivet that says you don't say Chanan Alach Balach. That's only by what? Shari Surim. Please get that down. But by Lach Balach, he will say by Basa Bachal Chanan. He will say it. Please get that. So even though you want to zog that Rivet, fine. But you have to say the Rivet's commenting on Shari Surim. But in Lach Balach in Basa Bachal, he will say it. Okay? He will say it. And the bottom line is that's against the Sefer Api Ravervi. The Sefer Api Ravervi writes, Yesh Lahachmer B'Basar B'Chol Al-Afilu B'Lach. But he says, Yesh Lahachmer. It's Mashma from what? From the Shach's Pshat and the Ravid, that Nikra Adin by Basar B'Chol, you don't say Lamaisa. Right? It's Mashma Nikra Adin from the Sefer Api Ravervi, he says, Yesh Lahachmer B'Basar B'Chol Al-Afilu B'Lach. Mashmi understood that even bas mechalov the ikra din you don't say chanan. Balach balach. I want you to get that. Okay? I want you to get an interesting din. Halacha lamaisa. Okay. That was the fourth aura. Number five. Fifth aura. Is I want to point out, when we talked about Isser Dovuk yesterday, guys, I didn't stress the Taz in Sifkot, in Samit, Sadi Beis, Sifkot, Yud Beis, quotes the Smak, when you say Hanan Bishari Surim, then it's talking about Isser Dovuk. Okay? Shari Surim. By Basim Achav, it doesn't have to be a Dovuk. But Lamaisa, when we say Hanan Bishari Surim, it's Rak B'Isser Dovuk. It's Rak B'Isser Dovuk, because we're Choshish that maybe what? Maybe it'll be ripped out. Or the two svaras we said is that maybe it'll be taken out. Lamaisa, you won't be able to commingle it in with the rest of the things because it'll be removed then. The Isser Dovuk, Lamaisa, it'll be removed real quick, or maybe it'll end up being alone. That was what the Isser Hetta said, the Shem is Smak. And the Shach says, it's with Tavuka, it's Bolas Yosir, Maheret Isser. The Shach says, Chatichat Tavuka is Bolas Yosir, Maheret Isser. That's the Taz in Sifkot Yud Beis, and the Shach is in Simenai and Beis Sifkot Yud Ches. That was the horror I wanted to stress. Lamaisa, he wanted to tain it that the Isser Dovuk Lamaisa, and the raya for that is, I was telling Yoni this morning, I think it was Sifkot and Chof it was in the Birak Ra. And what's the marker? I think it was Chof, no? He says, Yerech Shenispashal, the Mishnah. The thigh is with the Gidim. What's the famous din we learned last year? Ain't beginning no Sintam. So what's going on here? He said, if it wasn't for the fact ain't beginning no Sintam, if there would be Boleya, you see it's Dovuk. So that's the Chiddush, that's what the, was it Sifkot and Chof there?
Yud Tes,
thank you. The Gaon in Birak Ra, Sifkot and Yud Tes quotes that Mishnah. That, I think that's what he means. So what we're talking about, and that fits well because it's Shari Suru, yes? It's a Gid, it's a Shari Suru. So I just wanted to point that out. Okay, that was the fifth R. Okay. Yes, okay, fine. So these are the different R's I wanted to mention. And the last R I want to mention was asked and said, I just pointed out, remember we said the Chachmasar of Meshach, we don't say Chanan when you don't know, when it's a suffix, when you don't know for sure. The question is what that, everyone's asked what the svar is. Maybe you could say you can't create something, Lamaisa. You cannot create something if it's not in the form of certitude. That's like the Dvar Avram said in the, by Sfira. Sfira, you can't count one or two or three. It has to be definitive. So maybe the same thing here with this Rabbeinu Ephraim. Could be. Okay. All right. Let's get to now Sifhei involving Zion. So let's try. We'll begin with the din in the Psak and the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch says a tipus chalav that falls on a kedera, eitzel the fire outside the kli, the fleshedik a kli. If it im nafla keneged a tavshul, you only need shishim keneged the tipa. Meaning the drop on the outside is right next to the food; it's not higher. But if it falls in a makam reikan, it's higher, then the kli is usher ad somach l'rotev. All the way down to the rotev, the kli is going to be usher. Okay? This is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Sadi Beis Sifhei. So if you look in the Gaon, in Sifkon Chavav, he shows you the Gemara in Sadi Vavim Beis and Zvachim. The Gemara is a shayla in Sadi Vavim Beis and Zvachim. Bishul b'mixes kli, ton marika v'shtifa kola kli. You cook a little bit in the kli, you need to require marika v'shtifa. What's marika v'shtifa? Marika is purging, shtifa is rinsing. That's what they do with kachim. When the nosar gets in there, when the nosar gets in there and leaves over a day, you have to metal kli. You got a kasha. I think marika is the same. I think shtifa is the same as adocha. I don't see a difference. I was thinking marika is purging it, hagala, and shtifa is rinsing. We mentioned last week the Ramban out there that Hadocha had found his way institution in the Torah. The time of my Amakravim Kli Nechoshes Bushala Afilu Mixes Kli Umenitzer Krol Lekodshim and the Lashon of Gemara. Let me read you in Zvachim. It's very interesting. In fact, the Gedolei Achronim are bothered by it. The Gemara says the Gemara tries to bring a raya from Dam Chatas that gets out of Kli. You only have to do laundry. The Mishnah says on Sadi Vavim Beis, on that part of the kli where the blood stained, not on the whole kli. So the Gemara says, what kind of comparison is that? There's a big difference between the two. Dam is not mefapeya, right? Dam is not mefapeya, but blood is. Sorry, blood is not mefapeya, but chaylev is lemaisa, right? And the nosar is a lashon of Gemara. Let me read the lashon of Gemara. The Gemara says like this. It says, boy mine. Yitzuk bar Yehuda asked him, "Bino boy mine mixes kli tom rikish tifo tom oh eno tom amalei eno tom mi nida have azoya balo toni achi." It's no brice like this. Amalei mistabra kibeget ba beget eno tom kibis al makom adam ach kli eno tom rikish tifo al makom mission. Meet amalei meet dami dam lo mefapeya bishu mefapeya. And then vo tani it says in the brice. So he says if it's taught in the brice, it's taught in the brice. You're right. For time of mind, then the Gemara says vayter. Why you need a reasoning? Amar kramim kli nechoshes bushala. The field with mixes kli. It says v'im bikli. So in other words, at the end of the day, even if some of the kli was cooked, lemaisa, you have to do mariki v'shtif on the whole kli. So Taisus there in Zvachim and Sarivov Mizimasko Bishul Frekta Kasha. He says, what's the shiloh? What's the shaila? If we're talking about lemaisa, if the kli is cham, so lemaisa shari surim it should be a shaila. Why is it only present the shaila by kachim? Plus the fact the gon in sifkan chavav in that same quotes the sefer aguda that says what's the havim to be poshed from dam? Dam mixes kli. It's cold the blood. The blood spatter was cold. Pshiti don't even marika b'shtifa only b'makom shabala. What was the gemara sushtelt? Between dam and what? And the plea of sisser. So the one at Tainan, the Aguda quotes B'shem the Rashba, B'shem the Ri. I don't know where the Ri is, but the Rashba quotes the Ri. The Gon there quotes that the Rotiv's Mefapeyam is Bashem Mat Yosim Mokam Bishulo. Meaning the Shaiva of the Gemara is the Turz Machmer by Mrik Vishtifa Bakola Kli, because the plea is Mispashit more Mimokam Bishulo. Or maybe you only need Mrik Vishtika Dafka Mimokam Shesh Lachshosh. Do lie spashta habliya lishah. So that was the shaila in the Gemara halacha lamaisa. Is the Torah machmer to do a mrik v'shtiv cholakli because we know it's bolei yosu v'makom bishul, or is it only when what lamaisa when there's a chash? So the Gemara brought a raya from dam on the beged, and lamaisa the Gon says that it's miyushu based on that the taisis kasha because lioilum the bliya is not mispashta b'cholakli. It's only mispar rakva mixasakli, and the shaila is only by kachim. Did the Torah formally do marika v'shtika v'kolakli? Since the bli is mispash yosu makom bishulo, it's only a shaila appropriate for kachim, because what we're dealing with here, guys, is a formal din. We're not dealing with bli alone. Marika v'shtika is not just a hechsher of bli; it's a kiyuma mitzvah. Please get this. It's a kiyuma mitzvah. What do I mean? That's a kiyuma mitzvah. Five rayas the Rav Tzatzal has. Five rayas that Marika Vishtika is not just a bliya taking care of bliya, it's mamish a mitzvah. What are the five rayas? Number one, the Mishnah says earlier in Zvachim, you look it up on Sadi Dalabez, Murray has a drasha for later, that you have to clean it, you have to do the Marika Vishtika b'makom kadosh. It's the Mishnah on the bottom of Sadi Dalabez in Zvachim. Now, if it's just bliya to get rid of bliyas, what do you have to do in a particular place? Obviously, there's a mitzvah. Number one. Number two, Mariki Vishtika Dafka needs Mayim on Sadi Vavim Beis. Can you do Agolas Kalim with non-Mayim? Yes or no? So the Beis Yosef and Orachayim Sof Simon Toftim Beis quotes on Machlis Rashbin Ramban. Orange juice. Can you do orange juice Agola? So he says B'Shem Norachos Chayim, that's all the Chachila. But even the Ramban is Moda. Agola with orange juice is good. And the Ramah says like that in Toftim Beis Sifhei in Orachayim. So obviously, if there's a prescription of how you do Mariki Vishtika B'mayim, it's a mitzvah. It's not just stamp cleaning. Number three, the Chachamim and Tzadi Zayim is Mariki has to be B'chamim, Shtifa B'soine. Even though Heksher of Agala is only Ya'ari with what? Usually with hot. Right? So Mehecha Teisi, they watch Shtifa can be done with B'soine. Because it's a mitzvah. It's not just B'liya. It's not just the Heksher of Agala. Number four, the Raivin Meisek Rabbanis, Perachas Alachi Adalit. Says that when do you do Mariki Vishtifa? Only after the Zman Isser, when the Bliya became Nosar. Even though Ba'alma, a Kli that's used Ayyadei Or, in its Bal Isser needs Libu. Don't you always need Libu? No, Kachim all of a sudden is enough to do Mariki Vishtifa. How do you think it became Asser? Through Libu. So make it taste, it's good. You see, it's a mitzvah. And number five, the Gemara says, Shaivim Zvachim Tzadheim is Bishul without Baliyah. Let's say you hang it on you hang it in the Avarat Tanur. You don't put it actually in the, you suspend it. If you suspend it, that's Bishul without Baliyah. Does that require Mirki Lishtif? So the Mechaber Paskins in Orach Chaim, Tufnin Vesiv Zayin, Chim Chubis Rashi, after Agola, you know this is the din? After Agola, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to rinse it in cold water. That's when the Mechaber writes the Ferris. When you kasher a kli. Because we don't want the Maim Roken to go back in. Because they're Bolea from the Issa, so we don't want them to go back in. So the minig is always to what? Rinse in the cold water. You should remember that din. The Magen Mishnah writes in Nuchos Chometz Umatzah. But he also writes in Meshem Ksas Meforshin. You know why you have to do it in cold water? You learn that from Rika Vishtikin. It's a Pella. How can you learn that out from Rika Vishtikin? Agolas Kli Chulin is a Heksher Ba'alma. Right? Shtifa Sonein doesn't help at all, but Heksher Kli. So what's going on there? So I'll tell you, the Rav has a beautiful Shtukal Torah. Let's just point it out quickly. He has a beautiful Shtukal. You know what he says? By Chometz Bepesach, it's not enough to get rid of the Yisr. You have to get rid of the Shem Chometz. And using and rinsing with cold water does that. Rinsing with cold water imbues shame now. Pesach on it. You have to mafkiya shame chometz. The same thing by kachim. The Rambam writes amazing. The Agos Mamonios writes, Marika Vishtich for the kachim. Right? The Rambam says, in Machal HaSasuris, by Agolas Kalim, you don't need Shtifa B'tzonei. Chometz does. Chometz requires it. Why does chometz require it? And kachim require it. Because it's to imbue in it on a shame Pesach, not a shame chametz, and to imbue in the din kachim. This kli is now good for kachim. It's not just stam for bliyin. Allah says you want to use it for kachim, you need the what mriki v'shtikin. So it's not just a bliyin, guys. Okay, so please get that. So something more formal. And lamaisa, the Rav wanted to say the ikker mitzvah of mriki v'shtikin is not the bliyin kachim. It could be a bishul kachim kli. And the raya is that you need shtifa b'sonin after the merikin, even though there's no b'lias chatas in the kli anymore. So the shaila in the Gemara is this suspending in the tonner that's not considered to be what is that bishul? It's bishul amaisa without a b'lias. Is that bishul al pidin, even though there's no b'lias, or do you need a b'lias? So that's what the Rav wanted to say: is the pshat and the re, the rashbush and the re, and the pshat and the Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara first had a Shaila Lamaisa, you know, maybe there's a difference between Bishul and Bliya. See, on a Begid, there's a part of the Begid that had blood, part of the Begid didn't have blood. So maybe you could say the same thing here, Lamaisa. It has two Kalim. There are two Kalim. There's the Kliya Bishul Bokachim, and then there's the Bliya. So Lamaisa, can you say they're two separate things? So Gemara slugs it up and says, no. There's Bliya Gam in the Chalik of the Kliya where you didn't cook. So the Tama Korban is Mefapeya. And therefore, it's impossible to say it's chashuv nishpashal. Only the chelik kli is connected the rotev, but it's considered it's chashuv l'maisik nishpashal b'kol akli, and that's the chiddush of the pasuk. The krahach kradim b'kli boshet gushola. Since the bli is mishpashal chutz m'makom arotev, it's considered the whole thing's nishpashal b'kol akli, and that's why you need marikah v'shtiva b'kol akli. That works within the ri that it's yotzek sas mechutz l'rotev. The mechaber said not that way. The Mechaber says that the Iker Shailin Zvachim is Bliya B'miksas HaKli is Mishpash HaKoli, and it wasn't answered. And we're Machmer, that it's Usher Kol HaKli Ad Somach L'Rotev. That's where the Shach says it, in Sifkot Yechesh B'Shem the Smak. So that's the Chiddush that we want to bring out here. The Rav was saying, is it considered Bishul without a Bliya? That was the Shai with the suspension. But here the Gemara is saying, it's definitely considered a Bishul to Bliya, and it's Mishpash on the whole Kli. The Gemara thought you could bring a raya from Begad because Begad you could divide up. The blad gets spatched on one part of the Begad and on another part. You can't do that by the Kli. They're inextricably linked. And that's the Chiddush, Halacha L'maaseh. This is against the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav in Perches Halach Yedalad, the Gemara quotes from his father, Reb Chaim, that Mariki Vishtik is not just a mitzvah, it's also a Hechsher. What's the raya? Because the Gemara in Zvachim Sadi Zayin and Vey says, Mariki Becham Vishtik Besofen is Miri to have a Gilui Kli Akum. How do you make a comparison? If Mariki Vishtik is a mitzvah, it has nothing to do with Heksher Kli. Obviously, if you're going to make a comparison, Gili Akram, there's what? It's a Din Heksher as well. It's not just a mitzvah. It has both elements. Okay. So what that sets up for us is the following, Lamaisa. What that sets up for us is the following Chiddush. Okay? And let's go through it now in Sif Lamaisa, Sif Hey. Okay? So what is the story if you have the Tipus Cholov that fell on the Kedera? If you have the Tipus Cholov that fell on the Kedera, Fleisha Kedera, Mibachutz. What's the din of Tavshu and the Kedera? So the Smag says, the Tur quotes, the Tipas is the whole Kedera and the whole Tavshu. Even if there's Shishim in the Tavshu, Keneget Tipas Isser. Why? Because you hold Hanan Balua. You hold Hanan, it can be done on Balua and the Kalim. And therefore, you're done. The Tipas is the whole Kedera and all the Tavshu. Even if you have Shishim in the Tavshu, it doesn't make a difference. Now the Marami Rutenberg, the Tur quotes, says if you have 3,600 Keneget Atipa, then the Tafsos Mutter, otherwise the Tafsos also. Now, I don't know if the Smag would disagree with that. The Smag just doesn't go into that. But since you hold Hanan, you're going to have to double it, Mamaisa. And therefore, 60 times 60 is 3,600. And therefore, Halacha Mamaisa, the Besios is Mistapik, the Maharam Rumberg was Mistapik, is the Tipim Tapeh B'choladere Kulo. And therefore, Mamaisa, we're Choshish, that maybe it's mifapeya to the volume, I'll be 60 from the tipa, and therefore it would be, what, 3,600. Okay? I'm not saying the Smag would argue that, but it doesn't go that route. He doesn't discuss it. Then, that brings us to the Smag. The Smag writes, let's get it, the Smag says, when the tipa falls connected to tafsh, you see shishim b'tafsh connected to klipa. But when the drop falls on the empty part of the kli, that Tipa, that makom where the tipa fell is usur, and if you're going to pour out the tafshul, you better do it on the what? The other side. Because if you pour it on that side, it's going to usur the tafshul. V'zeu takanaso, says the Mechaber. The Smak, quoting from Shi, nechenu kach lo yiga ba achi tztane. That's actually the Smak. You have to wait until what? Until you don't touch it. If you're going to pour it out, do it on the other side. Okay? So the Shach and Sifkon Chav understands the Smak, that the tafshul will be usur, only when there's no 3,600. Actually, it's going to be 3,660, right? You're going to ask for the top, so there was not 3,660. You're going to need 61 times 60, okay? That's how we understood the top will be us unless you have that. Now, Lamaisa, there's a big machlek is in the Havana of the Smak. Why, when the top, the tipa falls, connected the top, so is it enough with shishim, connected the what? Connected the tipa. So the Beis Yosef and the Shach, Sifkon Yichas say that the smak is mistapeg, is the tipa mafeh b'chol akdera or not? If it's mafeh b'chol akdera, this is vispato b'shishim of the tfanos akli. If it's not mafeh b'chol akdera, mistomets mafeh rak b'tocha tafshol, that's why you need shishim b'tafshol k'neged atipa. That's the basis of the shach. The taz that Sifkon Yichas says, alpid isra v'heter, that the smak is saying a mimon of shok. If the tipa is choderis l'tafshol, if the tipa, you know, goes, you know, covers over the tafshul, then in nishishim, betafsh keneged tipa. And if the tipa is not choderis, and it's nisheres b'makom, right, where it is, it doesn't answer at all. But everyone agrees that if the tipa falls shelo keneged arotiv, you cannot say the mimonoshach, because the tipa is not able to mispatel in the tafshul, doesn't mingle in. Therefore, that makom will be asur. Okay. And then there's the sheet of the Ravan. What does the Ravan say? The Ravan says we can matter when the shishim in the kedera without the tafshul, can I get a kipe? Can I get the tipe? Even if what? Even if it's not negative tafshul. So that's a big cooler, the Ravan. Much big cooler, yes? The Ravan says if there's shishim in the kedera without the tafshul, can I get the tipe? Even if it's not negative, it's not corresponding to the tafshul, it'll be mut. And the Gosma Mordechai says, Perek Zayin Simitof Reshayin Tes, and the Gosma Mordechai says, you need shishim, the ghost of the Ramah, you need shishim, but kedera keneged atipa, in order that kedera will not be usher midin chanan. Ubenosaf, you need shishim, but tafshul keneged atipa, so the tipa won't ask for the tafshul. So it comes out the Ravan is much more makel than the smak, in a situation where the tipa fell above the rotev. According to the smak, that makom's usher. And if you ma'ara on that side of the tafshul, it will be usher. According to the Ravan, if you have shishim b'kedera k'neged atipa, and you have shishim b'tafshul k'neged atipa, no problem. The tafshul k'neged will be mutarim. And the Ravan adds, according to Mordechai there, you don't say chanan b'balua b'dofen akedera, even according to Rav Yehuda holds minu l'batal, the balua will not ask in the tafshul. That's what the Gon says in Sifkot Lamadal Bishmo, in the name of the what, the Ravan. Okay? So then there's one last opinion in the Rishonim. We've had the Smag, the Maharam Rutberg, the Smag, and the Ravan. One last sheet of the Rebbeinu Chiyum in Paris, Shem the Rivo. Shasat Chaki says you can rely on the Ravan, but Lechachili Shehol like the Smag, who is his Talmud. So Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch is Machria. The Shulchan Aruch is Machria. He quotes many days the Lamaisa, and his whole shayla how to read what he says. But so let's begin Pshat in the Mechaber. Tipus chalav shenafla akeder sheitzal eishmi b'chutz im nafla keneged atavsha ein tzarchal l'shishim keneged atipa shemafapet lifnim v'avikilu nafla b'tavsha v'im nafla b'makam harekan v'mafapet b'lofen akeder at samach l'rotem kokach shein shishim keneged atipa hare nesar oso makam akeder v'im yera atavsha derech hamakam akeder nesar hare yasar atavsha zeu takanoso shein echenu kach lo yigi ad shistane. So the Mechaber quotes the Smak. Okay. But let's get this now. In Sivov, he paskins based on Nagosa Smak, Nogo Masur, Kishanafa Aldov Shalok Kenegara Rotev, Vedavki Kishanaf Botosa Chenu Kenegara Esh. So he quotes in Sivov, Apiagosa Smak, you should Asur when the Isser is Nogaya Vechele Karik. So there's two ways to be Masvidus. The Isser Vehetter and the Tereskatis and the Taz say it doesn't wait to work until the Kedera cold cools down. Because your Choshi said it's going to get really hot and be like a Chatis Nevel and Asa the whole Tafshul. And you don't have the Tafshul 3600 from the Tipa, the Tafshul is awesome. That's one way. The Prishin Sifkon Chapez quotes the Agos Asmak, who says, Mikradin, it's good to report a Tafshul Miyad on the opposite side. And the Minig is to Asa to pour until it cools down. But it is winter to wait until it cools down. So there are two ways to read it, Lamaisa. One way is it won't wait until he cooled down. The other way the preacher says, this is after the Torah Scott's Taz, he can't wait to. So it's not going to help to wait to cool it down. The preacher says it'll wait. Okay? But continuing Lamais in the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes in Siv Zayin, the Rabbeinu Yechiel. Yesh mi shamater b'shas atchak. You have to look at Hey, Vav, and Zayin, guys, together. You could go be'erev Shabbos. Afilu shalok in egen rote. Afilu shalok in egen eish. Ayidei shishin. Wow. So he quotes Rabbeinu Yechiel. You can rely on the Ravan that everything will be fine. Amazing, no? And what does the Tzorach Gono Torah Schata says? Tzorach Orchim, have some ruber and honey. The Shach says, Sivkon Chavtes, and the Taz Sivkon Chavbeis. In the Taz Ed, Vashem the Marim Rinz, it's very interesting. You should tell the Shoah why you're being Mekel, because then he doesn't know what's going on. Sometimes you're Mekel, sometimes you're Machmer. You should give a Svara why you're being Mekel. Okay. And then, Lamaitse, I want to point out a Machloikis. How makel is a Shulchan Aruch being here in Siv Zayin? Rambam writes, "I'll be this veter is nogo kedasa b'nei Yechiel, v'hochi nog." How much is he being makel? So the Gaon in Sifkon Lama Dalitz is being makel like the Ravan guys. That if you pour the tash kenegan amakim shenaf latipa, it'll still be mutter because you don't say Chanan balu bekelim. Please get this. We don't say Chanan balu bekelim. The Shach and Taz says no. You're only allowed to pour on the second side, not to pour b'osam makim. Because with Choshes Chanan in Kalim and the Kedera would be Asur. Okay? So the Taz is Machria, based on this, you have the Torah Schaim, Torah Schatis, when the Nafla Tipa can get a road, you need Shishim, the Tafsh can get a Tipa. When it falls above the road, you need 3,600 in the Tafsh can get a Tipa. Shema Allah Tafsh of the Nesar. Maybe it went up in Asur. Lomuil Hamtin Shekedera Tistan. Won't help to cool down. And the Shach, Paskins based on the Ma'arida in the Marashal Chum is a Desh, Tipa Nafu Kenning Rotem, and Nichish Matavsh Kenning at a Tipa. When it falls connect, Shalok Kenning Rotem, Tavsh's Mutter, Achashak Teret Itstane. And the Rafa Shulman says similar to the Shach, Sifkon Mem Gimel, that the meaning is a Tavsh Shishim Kenning at Tipa, whether it's Kenning at a Rotem, whether it's all, or whether it's above it, the Tavsh's Mutter, because we assume that the Tipa is Mefapel Atoka Tavsh. And the Kitsh Shwan Rok says, I'll be the Shach. Then when the tipa falls, you should wait till it cools down. And then afterwards, take out the tash and kadeira, b'shasatchak, it's mutter to do it while it's hot. Just to be careful not to do it, pour it on the side where the drop was, but to pour it on the other side. Because we're assuming it's going through. Even though it's on the outside, didn't stress, we're assuming it goes through. And be careful not to pour it out all at once. Okay? And if you do pour it with a makum in the spot was, the tash was usher, b'shasatchak, you could be makel. And then he writes, if there's mechusse, and the heat goes up, Any place where the milk spills, we assume it's nishpa keneged tafshil. There's shishu keneged tip. It's all mutum yad because it's all ma'arbit together. Okay. So lamaisa, this brings us to the following. This brings us to the following. I want you to get it. As far as that we said earlier, that we have to say, actually we didn't say earlier, we stopped, about the sfar about Chanan Lamaisa Bekeilu, in the Balua. Okay? Lamaisa, what is the sfar of why we're not going to say Chanan Bebalua Bekeilu, we only say it Be'en. What is the sfar? And this is what the Ravan is based on, which is the Psak. So I want to present three sfars that the Rav gives. Okay? One of the sfars is why we said earlier, you don't say Chanan Balach Balach. Because the Rav said Chanan, you need a carrier. You need a suitcase. You need Samsonite. You don't have that when you're dealing with something that's a Lach Balach. You don't have that when you're dealing with Balua. It's not Samsonite. You know what Samsonite is? It's luggage. You need a luggage. You need a carrier. There is no carrier when you deal with Lach Balach and you deal with a Balua. That's one sfar. Number two, the Shach in Sadeh Beis Sivkon Tet Vav says, Halacha L'maisa, okay, no, I'm sorry, this is that's the Shach that says L'maisa Machzik Disa, that's the Sfar. Number two Sfar that we want to give, okay, number two Sfar that we want to give is as follows, okay. You know why there's no Chanan on something that's Balua B'Kli? It's not Roy L'Achila. Something that cannot be mahapach into a nevela, you can't say chananan. Chazanish says very something very similar. Your day is simin tetzaino is gimel. Kol zman shadavra balulo yatsam in a kli harigu batal agal av a kli. Vein lo shem ochol mashka melein nasa nevela. Very interesting. That's a second svar. Okay? That's a second svar. Halacha lamais. The second svar. It's a little bit shver, because we said in Sadi Gimel, we learned in Sadi Gimel, they have a pot that you cook fleshiks in. Not a lot of cooked milchusin. If you have a pot you cooked, milchusin, you can't go for flesh as long as basically ace. Why can't you cook in there other foods? You don't say chanan bebalua. It's not going to become a chefsa basa b'chalav. So the Rav said, no, that's not necessarily true. The balua b'dofenekli don't become an avela. But what's balua back in the ochol will what? Will in fact what be transformed into chanan. And that's Rav Schechter's, Rav Schechter basically says the same thing as the Rav, a little bit more. He says, Lamaisa, fine, there's no Chanan Abalua B'Kli. But if it's Michael's Be'ein, if the Michael's Be'en, it's Nasan Avela. Bevada lo pocket in Chanan. Okay? Ayyadeh Sheshuv Nivla Tam Michael B'Kli. It once was a food. Right? So once it had that shame in Chanan, it should continue, he wants to say. Even though there's no din chalal mashal b'lu b'ki, v'komo k'min machal be'en nasin nevela, b'vada lo pocket din chanan, ayde sheshuv nivlo tam michal b'kli. So that's what he wants at tiny. He says, when you cook the milk b'kdeir b'toch meis leis, it's nivlo tam basum yakdeir, so that's food. That's a food. So who cares if it goes into the kli? As long as it had a shame ochol, you could say chanan on it. The Rav is just saying, when it becomes what food again, it's going to, when it gets in the kli, it'll become chanan. So Lamaisa, what I want to bring out from there, Lamaisa, is that's got to be a food. Balu is not a food. That's a second smart. What's a third smart? This is critical, guys, because this whole Sif Hei Vav and Zayis is really totally on that. The Ravan, who we're making on, is based on the fact you're not saying Chanan Bebalua. Why aren't we saying it? And a third smart. Because you need a Tziruf. What do you mean a Tziruf? The Gaon quotes Bashem the Chumas Agdeshin. The Gaon quotes Bashem the Chumas Adeshin and Sifkot Lama Dalit here, guys. I want you to get it. We don't say Chanan Balua Bekalim because it's similar to Din Tuma. What's the Din Tuma? Tuma Balua Lo Mitama. The Tara Balua. Tuma Balua. Tuma that's enveloped. Let's say you have a dead rat. Right? You have a dead rat. Right? It's not Mitama Tara Balua. It's not a time of something that's also enveloped in another place if it's Tara. Pedro, thank you very much.
Sure,
something that's enveloped does not metame. We know that cloud? You need to have a tziruf. There's no tziruf in the blias, guys. Chanan is only said to basa b'chalav when there's a tziruf between the basa and the chalav. You cannot say chanan on blias. Because the blias are not what? We don't say Hanan even the blizzard nixus l'socha meichel, because b'maisa there's no tziruf. You need a tziruf. Tuma balua is not matama latara balua. Okay, they're enveloped. There's got to be some tziruf between the two. You know the famous concept of tuma. Tuma balua is not, you know, metama. The famous thing, can a pregnant woman go to a cemetery, right? Brother Magen Ram quotes from the Rokeach, a Sveik Sveika. What's a Sveik Sveika? Number one, it might be a boy or a girl. If it's a boy, it's a problem. A coin's off, I can't go to mikveh, I can't go to a cemetery. If it's a girl, it's fine. Im tips alom or what? That it's a boy, it might be a nephil. So Sveik Sveika, he thought it was, it's based on that, it's okay. Frek the Magen Ram, we need a Sveik Sveika for. Tara Balu is not Matama. The baby boy is enveloped in the mother's stomach. It's not going to become tummy in the cemetery. That's the kasha of Magen Ram asks on the Rokeach. You got me? So the Shechtishli has a whole mahalat to front for that kasha. He wants to say the issue of Tumas Kohanim is not an Din Tumah. It's an issue of Heter. It's an issue to come close to the tummy. Come close to the mace. That's how our Kolo is called the Katz Kolo, Marcus Katz. He was a big veer from Mexico City. He was a Kohen. So when they named the Kolo, he flew in. He flew in. So Rushev gave a whole shir. How could he fly in? He's a Kohen. JFK, they go right over cemeteries. So Baruch Hashem, he gave him a house to friend for why he was able to come. So he got the money. Baruch Hashem, we got the money, right? Otherwise, everyone's getting nervous. How'd he come in and give the money? Right? I think he lived in the five towns too, Marcus Katz, from Mexico City. Passed away. So he wanted to say that the Isser is coming close to the mace. So if under the rubric of an Isser, then you could come on to the din of what? You could come on to the din of Sveik Sveika. Sveik Sveika, because normally Sveik Sveika doesn't work in what? Tumah V'Tahara. You can have 1,000 Sveikas. Sveik Tumah is Yochad Tumah, right? But you hold if it's in the realm of what? If it's in the realm of Isser V'Heter, Lamaisa, Tara Baluba Lomatama, that take care of Tumah V'Tahara. Doesn't take care of coming close. That's in the realm of Isser V'Heter. That's why you needed the what? That's why you need the Sveik Sveika. Sveik Sveika works in Isser V'Heter. So it's a Kum and a Chumra. So all Zarek, Lashme Zarek, he says the plane is not an all. How'd you fly in, Marcus Katz? All Zarek, Lashme all. So the answer is because you weren't close. The Isser is only when you come close to the mace. They weren't close to the mace, they're in a plane. So even if he held all Zarek, Lashme Zarek, it's not an Isser. Okay. Whatever the case might be, those are the three Svars that, guys, I want you to get. Please get it. Those are the three Svars I want you to get. Why what? Why we don't say Hanan, and that's the basis of the Psak, that we're really going with the Ravan. Okay. Let's take this a step further now, guys. What is the din of the Kederi? When the Tipas Cholov falls Kenega the Tafshel. Right? The Tafshel we said was Mutter, Shishim in it. But what do you say about the Kederi? So the Issa Vahet, the Beis Yosef, the Ramah, the Shach, and the Prima Godin, they all say in Mishpas HaZav, Sifkon Yitzan, that Kedera is Aser, because the Tipas Mefapes Bekli. However, excuse me, the Marshal, the Taz, the Birhet, the Sifkon Tet Vav, say the Kedera is Muteris. The Chachilo, though, you should only use it for Parva, because it looks like Mar Sayin. Looked like it was Aser. What's the Achroah? The Rav HaShulchan and Sif Mem Gimel, Sifkon Mem Gimel says you should go to Mahachmer, like this Vahet, the Kedera should be Aser. Oh. What happens when the Kedera is a new Kedera? So the Ramah says in Sif Hey, what does he say? Like, the tipa shenafla shalok keneged atafshul, and you pour the tafshul derech makom atipa, you pour it out. Davki mekederi yishana. That's only if it's old and the tafshul's aser. But if it's new, bechol inin ain sharach shishu metafshul rak neged atipa shenafla aleh. It's not shach din chanan balu bekedera, like we say in Siman Samches Sari Ches Sifei Gavi Kaf. So the shach says in Sifkon Chafei, even if you used the Kedera B'Avar, but it's not a Bas Yoma, same din. So I want you to get that. It ain't a Ben Yoma, it's like a Kedera Chadasha. So if you pour it out, Lamais, by a new one, you don't. All you need is Shishim, B'Tavso, Rak, Neged Atipin. Problem is, how do you have a Kedera Chadasha? Once you start using it, it's no longer a Kedera Chadasha. How do you have such a scenario, the Shach has, in Sifkot Chav Gimel? So he gives three terutzim. One terutz is, the Tavso, the Esak Kedera is Loma Fapeh Bekulu. Memela, the empty space, Olo Bola Shum Tam. The Tafshul, when it's put in the Kedera, was not Mefapeh Bekulu. Okay. That's what happens. It takes a while, I guess. Not the first time. Number two, the Tipas Cholah fell before the Tafsil got hot. That's what he said the Hechitim says. So therefore the Kedar is still new and wasn't Nivla B'Tafsil. And the third Teretz is that we're talking about you filled up hot water, the Kedar Chadasha, but the drop of milk fell, L'maisa. Az Nafla Tipas Cholah Rak Akakach Osif Basar. So in other words, the Tipas Cholah then fell. Afterwards came the Basar. So L'maisa, when the milk fell in the outside in the pot, it was with hot water only in it. There was no Basar there. So you give three terutzim l'maisa, three terutzim l'maisa, why that's not considered to be a problem. Why is a kedera chadasha a kedera chadasha? Why doesn't all automatically transform the kedera yishana? Okay, let's continue now in the next case in the Shulchan Aruch. Tipas cholov on the kedera keneged ha'esh. Avay nafol keneged ha'esh mutter she'esh sorfo umiyavsho. You have a drop that falls corresponding to the fire does the job, the fire burns it out. Libun, libun. What's the din of the kedera? The shach and sifkon vav and the gon and sifkon lav, it says the gosher is the kedera's mutter. The tip is not nechnesses klal in the kedera because it's burned miyad. The issue of the heter quoted by the Torah Schata says the kedera's usher. Rechosh is that maybe the tip was nivle of the kedera. How do we paskin? So the Ramah passes like the Goshar Idura that the Kedera is Mutter, and the Shach says no, the Kedera is Asur. Okay? What is this din of the Libum? What is this din of the Libum? Let's get it. What is this Chiddush Lamaisa that we're bringing out? What is this Getter at din of the Libum? So the Gon in Sifkot and Lamed Aleph, you know, the Gon gives you the Makairis. Right, it's very important in Brisker learning. We always find the mucker. Ron Zweig always teaches that. Right, that's very important to know the mucker of a certain din because it reflects also mumdis of what the nature of the din is. So if you look in the Gaon quotes you the Gemara Sachem Lamanam Bezek. They resasha because Torah Hidak Likeres and Yotzen Duff in the Oilum. I'm bothered by this. Must be the Gaon understood the Mechavos Tamak Likeres. Look at the Ber Heite. It's if called Yuches Mashma that way too. Even though there's no indication in the Mechaber like that. However, Baruch Hashem, the Pesach Chuv and Sifkon Gimel says we're talking about even metal. And the Ramah means, Kolzman, you were in Magalit. So, okay. Kolzman, you're now Magalit Kli. A metal Kli, it's like Kli Cheres, right? So that's the Pshat. Oh. So what's the Lumdus here? What the Gon is saying is, the Torah is made out Kli Cheres, not just that Hagala does work with Kli Cheres, but Bittul doesn't work as well. Not only does Agola now work with Klicheres, but Bittul doesn't work as well. And even a Matshuhu will Asur B'dofen Klicheres. Frek the Rav, what's the difference? My Shno. Right? I remember I was giving Chabura once in the Kol, one of the guys asked, very nice fellow. He asked, My Shno. I never heard anyone ever say that. You know what I mean? My Shno is like it's talking Lashon HaRamis in the Gemara. I said, whoa, My Shno. He's talking like Lashon HaRamis, right? Sometimes we say Laman Afkamina, right? But I remember he asked me, My Shno. Never forget it. So Frek Kasha, the Rav's asking, this is in paper you find it. My Shno, he's talking Lashon HaRamis. Hu Gavra, you know what I mean? There was a guy. Guy talks, Hu Gavra, there was a guy. Hu Itzu, there was a woman. You know what I mean? You don't hear people talk like that. Well, why not? Lashon HaGemora. But nonetheless, Frek Kasha, Kosha, My Shno HaGola, Mi Bittul Libum. Mibitl from Libun. Libun works on Klicheres. Where's the Gemara Yedidya? How do you know Libun works on Klicheres? Zvachin, Sadi Vavam and Aleph. What did it say? The earthenware oven, you can be machshir by what Yehuda? Putting it back in the furnaces. No. Why do we do that in Beis HaMikdash? Because you don't do that in Yerushalayim because it makes a big smoke. It's not the coveting. It was one of the 10 takanas of Ezra. No, and Pebez and Baba Kama. Right? But you see clear from that Gemara, no, in Zvachin. Gemara says, what do you got to break it of? We like breaking things? Ela Kedera Shel Mikdash, Zadi Vavam Anav, top line. Amai! What do you got to break it for? Amai Yishavru. Rebbeinu Shelayla. Right? Why? Well, it's breaking things. Baltashas. Baltashas in a vacuum, but if you're Tzorach Adam and Tzorach Mitzvah, of course. But normally breaking things. Where's the Mukher and Shas that breaking things Baltashas? Gemara and Shabbos. Kuf Kaftes. One of them, Aroyim, needed firewood. He had a wooden stall. He chops it. to get the wood for the firewood. Frek the Gemara, Bal Tashtis, Lugufoy Adif. He needed it. If you need it for yourself, there's no issue of Bal Tashtis. But Lamaisa, Gemara is saying, what do you got to break all the kalim for? Nadrina Likivshoinis. Put it back in the kilns. Amrebzeh, Lefishenos, and Kivshoinis, Bushalayim. Because the smoke giving off, like Rish Rashi Baba Kaman there, black in the walls of Yishmael, it's very unseemly. But what do you see from there? What do you see from there? Why don't you just take them out? The pots can't be removed outside Yishmael to be fired in the kiln there. The mitzvah is to break it where? Break in the, we learned it, the Mishnah, right? You got to break in Makom Kodesh. But what do you see in theory, though? That Liban works by Kli Cheres. Wow. Why does Liban work and Hagola and Bittel doesn't work? So the Rav said like this. Let's get it. The Rav wanted to say, amazing, that Bittul and Hagala matra kli through haflatas tamisr, exuding the tamisr. But Libun is sorful bin kaimai. Libun is not motzi the bli at all. It's sorful bin kaimai. It's excessive kosov. There's no heshul klicheris. The only hechsher klicher is when you're machsher the kli lemaisa. There's no such hechshering machsher klicher when you're matal leaflotas tamiser. The Torah is meyid on klicher, so you can't get it out. So it doesn't work aflotas tamiser. You can only get a little bit. Mashenkin libun maisha can burn up in kaimai, and therefore it burns the bliyah, and that works even by klicheris. The truth is, if you look in the Berak Abayis in the Ra'ah, Bayis Dal Charda Lam Zayin Beis, he writes exactly like the Rav. He writes exactly like the Rav. That Liban is not maflit, the bliyah, it's sorfim and komo. And Reb Moshe writes as a Gris Moshe, you are dey chelik al simin samach. But Isser veheter, klal nun ches dun yutes, kots b'shem the smak, listen to Loshen. Le'inim Liban, there's no difference between yomo and ben yomo. El yochel lav the mosyom shenesar, to a polen kol dover no falard. So you guys know that. Liban, you don't have to wait 24 hours. Hagala, you do. Look at that Loshen. To ha polen kol dover no falard. It's clear the Liban is machshar ayfliatas tam isser. And if you look in Rashi of Avodah Zarah and Ayahim and Beis, what's his lashon? Kol davar sheyishtamesh bo ayde akmei de order tavir beish kein bolo lisa yaflitenu kinamin kabola bach polto. So you see, according to what? According to this Rehet and Rashi, the lomdus of Liban is kabolto kachpolto. The mele hagin kushul aduchta. What's the difference between Hagola and Liban? Hagola doesn't work by clearance, Liban does. So Tosfos Sochem says, Olam nizim raska teire. I didn't give it to you, but you look it up. Hashem Rabbeinu Tam. That chazar lekiv shonos lo chashuk yotzim de yofyo. It's like no kli chadash. Panu chadash is bol lekan. It's like a new kli. She came derek shosin kli chers noson noson vekiv shen kiri lasiko. It's like panu chadash bol lekan. Amazing, amazing. Now you're gonna tell me you need it? It's not. It's panu chadash just like abe the hechsher. You don't have to do a new. You don't have to do a new tefilas kalim. Why would you do a new this guy? I'm the one who's making. I'm a yid. Yes, Yaakov, go ahead. What do you say? All right, when you remember, you'll ask, yeah? Okay, let's go right now, guys. We got a few more minutes. Want to try to see how far we can get, okay? Let's continue now. A little bit weiter in the Ramah. I'm sorry, the Mechaber Tzivah. Have a nuffle harbe. Let's see, have a gush of milk. Ain lahatar afilu nuffle dera keneged eish. Eldim ke keneged erotiv adei shishim. If a gush of milk, yeah, go ahead, Yo. Yeah.
Wait,
so how do we pass can you do Liban and Klicheres? I believe we can, yes.
So if you have China, you
yeah, but it's going to destroy it, you know what I mean? Right, but if you could do it, you could do it, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Good business. Come up with a business. Okay? I remember Rav Shechter once told us that the Minchas Chinuch has a Chiddush. That the din of a ravis, this is like a chilu d'iraisa, they have it by a swamp. To grow them by the swamp. He said, he doesn't know why no one made a business like this yet. A ravis that dafka grow by a naka, arve naka. We can make millions with it, right? Why you should make a fundraiser, no? Everyone has love and struggle. We have a ravis from a swamp, from a river, arve naka, like a chilu d'iraisa. So Yaakov, now you make a kiln. They'll be able to make China lamais. We have to get that. We never mentioned that about Iter. We have to get to it. How to makshir? It's a hechsher. It's a big kula. Okay, but let's get to this. Shulchan Aruch says, "Nafal harbe ein lahatar afin nafal neged keneged aish and keneged arot vadei shishim." Let's see about a bunch of milk harbe. You can't matter even if it's against the aish. Why not? The Ramah adds in Sivvav, I'll be this after. Baas, when a lot falls, Kakadera Havi Asura. Filiye Shishim can neged a Tafshel Shenafla. Wow. The Yerem Yad, you should pour immediately out Tafshel Menem Tzarach Shol Kenneg Ati, pour on the other side. The Ambishlu Bekadera Tafshel Acher, and if you cooked another food a second time, Dino Kumo Pam Rishon. It's going to be a problem. And the Kitchen Shulchan Aruch says, when you pour, you should be careful to pour all the Tafshel Basachas. And if you can't pour a basakas, or if you have a suffix bedover, then just leave it till it cools down. Leave it till it cools down. Okay? You'll leave it till it cools down. Fine. Halacha l'maisa. So what are we saying here? So the Bar HaShulchan's Masber very beautifully, he says, you know, I love Libun, but Libun's not going to help here. And Lismuch She'esh Yisrael V'yivish Har Bechalof. It's just not going to do it. The Libun is not going to do it. And therefore, there's 4 or 5 drops. Harbe means 4 or 5 drops or a spoon. It's just not going to what get your job done. Okay? And therefore, halacha l'maisa, we're going to have to be machmir in such a case. And therefore, either wait till it cools down or make sure that what you poured out by basachas, right? And you, if you can't pour basachas, you wait till it cools down because, again, Lamaisa, even if you have shishim, connected the teeth for Lamaisa, but we're afraid again, halacha Lamaisa, the Kedera is usher, even if the shishim betafshel rather, connected the teeth, it's going to be usher because we're afraid it didn't burn everything out, halacha Lamaisa, and therefore, you know, as the Bar HaShulchan writes, he writes, it's going to be usher, perish derak shechol nafo hayadav remuot, v'nafo connected esh, he tarnu. Because Rechosh Hashem is some stuff will be left in the dofen akadera. When you cook a second time, it's going to get in there and it's going to be asur. So the kadera is never going to be, the kadera is going to be a problem. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, I'm not talking about the tafshel. I'm talking about the kadera. Kadera is going to be asur. Now what do you do about hagola? Hagola on the kadera. So Pesach Tshuva quotes as if going to give up. The Magen of Rome, and Orachaim Tokhnen Beisiv Kon Yud Aleph, he says that the Kederis Aser Mishum Tipas Iser Shenafalem Mibachutz. You have to do Agala also Mibachutz. So in a case where the Tipas Chol fell outside, you got to do Agala on the outside too. Okay? But the Kitzur Chesnarach and the Sefer Agalas Kalim say, the Magnarim is only when it's Nivla Iser Michutz Lekli, when you put it in another Kli. When you put it in, you put the Kli into another Kli that was Aser. But if Isser's Nivla, I'll be the drop that fell on the outside, that's a big machlekes in poskim. Some say you can fill it up to the top and let the water, you know, go over the top and go on the walls. Others say, Lamaisa, that what's Nivla inside goes outside automatically. The Koach HaRaticha Bifnim works also on the blue on the other side. But Lamaisa, we're usually machmer. You know those gigantic pots in camp they make the children in? You need 3 guys to lift them up. You know what I mean? Those, you're not going to find a kli to put those in. So what you do is heat it up with hot water if you need to do agal and let it drip off on the side. We generally possibly, we don't go to kulin zoom that if you heat it up on the inside, it goes on the outside. Okay? So that's lamaisa. That's lamaisa that did. Okay, let's take this a step further now, guys. Okay? What happens if the drop of milk falls on the lid? The top of the lid. What is it then? So the Issev Hetter and the Goshar Dura and the Ramah and the Prichadish say, Tipas Chol, the false Kenega, the Tavshil, the lid is Usser, and the Tavshil, if there's Shishir Kenega, the Tipa, it's Mutter, if there's not, it's Usser. That's what the Ramah says. Tipa and Siv Zayin. Tipa no Fals al Kisu Ekedera, Dino Kenafa Agabe Kedera Negera Rote. Please get it. It's like it fell directly over Rote. Ushi Schila Kedera Lartiyah. That's Ola Zeya Tamid, Magiel Akisu Yor Misham La Rotev. And that's what the Torah Chaim says, the Torah Chattas, that if the Kedera is not yet hot, but the lid is got some lettuce bowl, then the Tafshel won't be Yasser. But if the Kisu itself will be Yasser because the Kisu is got some lettuce bowl. So that's an important shock. Please get that Ramah. The Ramah considers it like we can negate the Rotev if it fell on the top of the lid. The Marshal says, no, I consider it Shalom Negate Tafshel. If it falls on the lid, it's like Kelogin Negata Tafshel. And if there's not the Nichse, if there's not Shishim in the lid, Kenegata Isser, it becomes a Nasa Chatichas Nevel of the lid, and Asr is the whole Tafshel. He's working with, and if there's no Shishim in the Tafshel, It'll ask for the whole tafshal. He's working with, obviously, Balua Bechanan, the marshal. So it's a big machlokes when the drop falls on Liv. You view it as like the tipas on the side that fell connected the rotev or above it. What's the machriya? So the Taz says it depends. If it's an issue derived, you should be machlokes the marshal. Because maybe in that zman, shetipa nafla or a tichal or also a kisu imam. You mean to get that hot. The Rabbani can make it like the Ramah, something Rabbani Lakula. Chach Masadim, the Prichadish, are making like this of Ahatar completely. That the din machase, the din mixe, the lid, hamachase, however you say it, mixe, I think it is. The lid, though, is like the tipa nafla kenegat atafsha. He says you can be making in Gansen. The Kav Chaim says, by Yisud Reis, the Chachil, be making like the Marshal. Have some rumors, Shas Atrak, be making like this of Ahatar, even by Yisud Reis. So the Rabbani can be making the Chachil like this of Ahatar, Siyotok. Okay. Now let's get to the following din. Okay, we'll close with this. We'll finish it up tomorrow, and then we got to get to Zayin. Okay, we'll fill it. We got to, there's a few dinim here about Iri and the ladle and the jet stream. We got to get to, and then we'll get to Zayin. But let's just finish with this din. Halach l'maisim. Let's just finish with this din. If the kedera we were putting on Isser was nishbach, it was poured under the pot. So the Ramah says, if the milk, nishpacha chalo, ashar isra otech, like abikarka, was spilled on the ground, and you put a hot pot on top of that, what's poured out is not etzel aish, then it's like a kli sheni. And the keder is only also kedei klipa, it's bolei ksas, but the tafsus mutter, because the togover. And the togover, lamaisa, was the hot stuff on the bottom. But it's only what? It's considered to be like a kli sheni. Which was poor, it was one out of HLA, so it's like a cliche. It's only Mavashkari Klippi. The Shach and Sifkan Lamanav says the Kedair is cold, the Kedair is also Mutter. Because cliche is not Mafliya Mafliya. That's what the Sifti Das says, Sifkan Lamanav. And then the Shach says Sifkan Lamagimel, Alpida Marshal, which is quoted in the Taz, in Sifkan Kafe, that if it's flowing, if it's Zav, if the Isser Sona is flowing, Mitachas the Kedair or Tachas, it's Ala Eish. The Kedair and the Tachas are Usser. As long as there's no shishim connected isser, will be usher. Because the kedera is martich the isser machmas chomaish, and the taz and sifkon chayim the shach and sifkon beis. And if the nishpach isser agabe kira with aish, let's say on the stovetop, actually you pour some milk on there and you're cooking a fleishedik of soup, and it's placed in the kedera, it's huncha akira kedera sonenis, and there's a cold pot on top of it, the kedera and tafshal are usher. Because the kira is mechamim the isser nishpach al leh, it's considered like a kli rishon. Wow! So the milk that fell on the stovetop, you put a cold pot of fleshik soup on there, that will be usher. The tafshul will be usher. The kedera and the tafshul will be usher. Allah halam maisa. Okay, let's stop here. We'll continue tomorrow with the iru and the matzekes and get the zaya. Please keep moving, guys. Where is everyone holding? Okay. Also, want to know about Tisha B'Av. Who did anyone think about? Can they do Tisha B'Av? Yes, Yoni can. Yaakov?
I don't think I can come.
You cannot come. Okay. Ari, I know, can't come. Yehudi, you got to do the. You did you?
I'm not sure yet.
You're not sure yet. What about Zee?